Invariably, when we start comparing ourselves with the people around us, in our minds at least, we end up coming off second best. We can never be as good as them. But you have to ask yourself, were we ever meant to be? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. A little while back, I had Adam the carpenter fixing a few bits and pieces around the house. I'm the unhandiest handyman you'll ever meet. Now, under the sink, we had one of those sliding towel racks that wasn't sliding all that well. So I asked him to take a look at it, and in less than 3 minutes, he had it working like a charm. Unbelievable. I mean, I'd been fiddling with it for days. I just could never have done what he did. But then Adam probably can't do the things that I can do either. So you have to ask yourself, what's the point of comparing? And yet, comparing ourselves with others is a trap that we can all fall into. How other people look, or what they have or earn, or how wonderful their life seems to be. And without even realizing it, we kind of grumble away in our hearts. Pretty much all of us have heard of the Ten Commandments. And number 10 of 10 goes like this. You must not want to take your neighbor's house. You must not want his wife. And you must not want his men and women servants, or his cattle, or his donkeys. You must not want to take anything that belongs to another person. Exodus chapter 20, verse 17. Perhaps you or I wouldn't have put that one in our top 10. But then you stop and think about it, and it makes a lot of sense. Because the desire to have what belongs to someone else is where much of the evil in this world comes from. Stop comparing yourself. That's God's word fresh for you today. It's funny how when we look at simple things like comparing ourselves with others through God's eyes, He ends up setting us free from the things that are ruining our lives. Which is why you can receive this devotional into your inbox each day. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see the fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. It's completely free. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.